morning, everybody, and welcome to the inaugural broadcast of the Great Shalom for Grands. The Great Shalom for Grands. Now, most of you know we've had a broadcast, the Great Shalom, where we talk about children. We talk about healing, health, and success for children. We encourage parents and educators to have faith that their children can Shalom, because it's success, it's well-being. There's just no English word all wrapped up with all good things in life better than, there's no English word for it, so I use a Hebrew word for it, Shalom. Isaiah 54 and 13, all your offspring shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their Shalom. But you know what? All of us are offspring, and we're all offspring of the Lord. And I am just tired of seeing my older friends go without. You know, I guess I have a lot of friends. Half of my friends are a generation older than I am, and I'm already grandparent for quite some time. So I don't like to see it when I see my friends go without. They're going without teaching. They're going without a way forward. They're going without knowledge. They're going without hope. So this is a broadcast about healing, health, and hope. And I've been involved in the, you know, the health foodie kind of lifestyle all my life, really. When I was 16, I was asking my mother, could she buy some whole wheat bread? And there was only one brand, right? When I was 16, I was starting to eat greens. And it stood me in good stead. And over the years, many people have come to this way of thinking, and it is much more accessible. There are a lot of people with MDs who are talking about their particular specialty and a healthier lifestyle. And there are people who do the mind-body connection. And there are even one or two people who purport to be doing, you know, being a biblical health coach or something. Well, praise God, and may that tribe all increase. But I'm just not seeing what I think needs to be done and what I can do. So here we go. This is the Great Shalom for Grands, meaning we're going to talk about things for the older generation. And this is health. Now, this is healing, health, and hope. All right, so we're going to talk about healing, health, and hope, because this is mainly a religious broadcast. I don't know about religious is a great word, but religious, spiritual. It's a Christian broadcast. A lot of times people think I'm somehow messianic and all the different definitions of what that is, because I'm using a Hebrew word. Well, anyway, I've unpacked it for you. Now you understand. So today, let's talk about hope. Hope. It is amazing the extent to which the generation older than me, I'm a baby boomer. It's true for some baby boomers, but for the World War II generation, it's extraordinary the extent to which they have been taught to not hold hope. And think that's wise. And I want to come against that idea. I'm going to tell you there is no such thing as false hope. Let me say that again. There is no such thing as false hope. There is no such thing as false hope. I suppose there is such thing as a foolish direction. But working for your health is not foolish. Having hope that you're going to get better is hardly foolish. Giving up is foolish. And we're going to unpack that theologically. It's going to take more than one day. But I just want to talk to you about hope. There is no such thing as false hope. And if you are working toward a better outcome, that's a wise direction. When I was so concerned years ago about learning disability, I felt that the broadcast, when I began the broadcast, the greatest contribution I could make was hope and faith, because without that, parents wouldn't seek out the right solution to their child's problems. And today, I think the same thing for my older friends, for all of us who are older. Without hope, we will not find the solutions for our healing. Really, that's what it is. So let me give you a few scripture references about hope. Here we go. Here's 1 Peter 1 and 3. So Peter, direct disciple of the Lord Jesus, says, "Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." We are made, begotten, born to have a hope. And how far does that hope go? It goes beyond the grave. Resurrection. Not just airy-fairy Elysian feels, although we do have a hope of heaven after we die, but I'm saying resurrection hope. We live in resurrection hope. And I am tired of theological stories. Let's go to the Bible, okay? Let's go what Jesus said in John 11. He said, "He who believes in me shall never die." So you want to talk about foolish-sounding hope? Ha! But I don't think Jesus was foolish. No, there is no such thing as false hope. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.